1C, Culture Corner, Exercise 4, page 12.
Gateway to America. Ellis Island, or the Island of Tears, is located in New York Harbor, just off the New Jersey coast and north of Liberty Island, where the famous statue stands. Another name for it was the Gateway to America, because it used to be an immigrant inspection station. Between 1892 and 1954, over 12 million immigrants entered the United States through the island. In fact, 40% of all Americans can trace at least one ancestor through Ellis Island. Immigrants from all over the world arriving in New York Harbor would stop at Ellis Island to pass through immigration control before entering the USA. This was a time of enormous immigration into the country. Between 1905 and 1914, an average of 1 million immigrants per year arrived, the majority from Eastern, Southern, and Central Europe. That works out at over 2,700 people per day. First and second class passengers underwent a brief inspection aboard ship. These were passengers with some financial means, and the government felt they would not be a burden to the state. Steerage or third class passengers, though, were transported from the pier by ferry to Ellis Island, where everyone underwent a medical and legal check. The first test was the 6-second medical exam. Doctors looked at immigrants for obvious medical problems or disabilities. They put chalk marks on the clothes of people they felt had something wrong with them and sent them for a full examination. If someone had a problem that was curable, they were sent to the island's hospital. If not, the steamship company they came on would have to pay to send them back. The next step was an interview with a legal inspector. Immigrants had to have proof of where they came from and where they expected to live and work. After 1921, people were required to pass a literacy test and show a passport and visa. If these documents were missing, or the immigrant was judged not to have the necessary basic education, the new arrival could quickly find themselves on a ship back home. When there were no problems, the whole process could take a mere 3 to 5 hours. However, some people who had legal problems or who had another family member in the hospital would spend more time on the island. These stays could last for weeks and months, with 3,000 unlucky souls actually dying in the Ellis Island Hospital. At the exit from Ellis Island, so many family reunions took place that the staff gave it the nickname the Kissing Post. After that, the new Americans were free to start their new lives. However, for the unlucky 2%, judged unfit to enter for whatever reason, it was a heartbreaking farewell and a long journey home, which is why Ellis Island was also given the name the Island of Tears.